The UN estimates more than 200,000 people have been displaced within South Sudan by ongoing fighting. Another 10,000 people have fled to neighboring countries. UN Refugee Agency spokesman Daniel McIsaac says the UNHCR is trying to maintain access to those in need, despite fighting across at least 7 states.
We are extremely concerned, of course, about the safety of refugees and about South Sudanese who are displaced within their own country, of course. We're also seeing that access to these people is affected by what we call insecurity, basically the danger, the fighting, and that type of thing, too.
Many of the displaced in South Sudan have sought refuge at UN bases in Juba, Bor, Pibor, Malakal, and Bentiu. McIsaac says the agency is assisting at those locations.
Approximately 75,000 people, though that does change, have taken shelter at these different UN bases or compounds around the country. And so as a result, that's a huge responsibility to protect those people as well as to simply house them. And that's been going on for almost 2 weeks as well. UNHCR, because of our expertise, we are certainly among the UN agencies and other partners who are helping to provide supplies to these people, be it sleeping mats, tents, food and water. So we're helping coordinate that.
He says those fleeing across South Sudan's borders are being helped by a variety of agencies and government ministries.
There is good cooperation with the governments, be it Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, and even in Sudan, of course, as well, together with, say, our NGO partners in those countries. And then we would help operate transit centers where we would register, take information, find out the needs. We also interview any refugees about what's the situation back where you came from, why did you flee in particular, what are you seeing on the road to give us an idea of who else might be coming.
Besides helping the displaced and those who fled to other countries, UNHCR continues to support about 210,000 refugees from neighboring Sudan. Most are in the Yida and Ajuntok camps in Unity State in northern South Sudan. There are also refugee camps in Maban County in Upper Nile State.
The situation has been changing literally every day, so it is something we have to really monitor, even in terms of getting supplies from the capital, Juba, or from outside the country as required.
The UNHCR is also focusing on child protection, saying many family members have been separated while trying to escape the fighting. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.